people in Zimbabwe are very angry, to say the least. And one of the things that people are saying is South Africa cannot forget quickly what Zimbabwe did to assist South Africa to fight apartheid. To that, people have taken to social media to speak against this on the hashtag No Xenophobia. I'm actually just coming from a meeting where the civil society is trying to have a march to the South African embassy. There is a number of plans that are in place. But one of the things that we are hoping for is to have a march soon, maybe on Friday, to speak against the South African treatment of our sisters and brothers. Another thing that's happening is there's been a call to not buy any product from South Africa, because then what we are saying is they are not respecting the fact that Zimbabweans and other African countries are buying their goods and giving them money. So there's a call for boycott of products, and also to boycott the South African shows that are going on with.
Nyasha, what is the situation there in Johannesburg?
In Joburg, the situation was a bit tense today. In the morning, they're trying to attack and loot the Pakistanian shops in Joburg CBD. And then apparently those guys were warned yesterday by some message which was circulating on WhatsApp. So it's more like they were ready for them. For us Zimbabweans, it's a bit tricky because people are really scared, because we have had some instances when people try to demonstrate or something, and then we find that the police will come and maybe we shoot. We've been trying to regroup, like on social media, to try and do something, but people are really scared.